Monica.
Thank you, honorable members. I want to start by indicating to you that I received two letters from Honorable Musa and Zungula, and I have since acknowledged those letters, both of them. And in my response, I indicated that, of course, I'm still considering the substantive issues which are raised in those letters. In essence, the two members are asking for Parliament to institute investigations against the President. Mr. Zungula also asked for the Speaker to reverse the NACP decision for President to come only in the third term for questions and do two sessions. We'll call our decision last week. And then I've responded by declining the request on the basis that the decision was properly considered by the programming committee. Those are just matters which I would like you to take note of. This is not for discussion. I just wanted the honorable members to take note of what has happened. Are there any apologies, Mr. Castle?
Honorable Speaker, it's Natasha. My hand is up.
Yes, Natasha. Honorable Mizumi.
Honourable Speaker, forgive me for interrupting, but there's nowhere else where I can say this or make it clear. Madam Speaker, on the last week's sitting, when we went through the reports, I sought clarity from Chairperson Ntobela in the front table that the reports that were being adopted from 1 to, I think it was 48, if I'm not mistaken, were simply to declare that those reports had in fact been debated in the House and that they would be then voted on during the votes and schedules. I sought clarity on that to make sure that it was the correct understanding and that is the way it should be done. I was given the assurance from House Chairperson Ntobela and from the House that was the correct procedure. But what I'd like to know, Madam Speaker, is after that, there was also an opportunity then given, should anyone have felt that their report was incorrectly debated or incorrectly captured by Hansard, that we could hand in copies. So I would just like to know, will we be receiving the copies of our declarations from Hansard, or would it be easier for you and the National Assembly table for us to hand in our declarations to you directly, or will Hansard be sending those declarations back to us to check that they were captured correctly? Because I know that there was a problem and there remains a problem with the sound, especially on the platform. So whatever makes it easier, we will adhere to. So if you could just inform us if you would like us to send in our declarations, or if Hansard will send the declarations to us to make sure that the whole declaration was captured correctly, and we will adhere to your instruction as to whether we wait for them to be sent to us or whether we should send them to you.
Madam Speaker.
Okay, thank you very much. I will request Mr. Castle to assist me with that one.
Thank you, ma'am. Ma'am, I would request, with your indulgence, that I have a discussion with the Chief Whip of the Opposition on the matter. So that I can properly understand the request, one, two, and properly assist the honourable members in terms of the process that must be followed. If there's a need to inform the programme committee on the way forward, I will prepare the communication to that effect. But immediately after this meeting, I will be in touch with the Chief of the Opposition so that we can find a way to deal with the matter. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Mr. Castle. Honorable Kalipi.
Thank you very much, Speaker. Good morning to you and to your colleagues. Speaker, as much as you said, that is for noting about the two letters from UDM and from ATM. Just as a clarity, Madam Speaker. As we are saying that we are considering those letters, maybe if you can get a time frame, so we can know as well in this programming committee, how is the speaker intending to come back in terms of the time frame to consider the matter, which is very serious in nature. Thank you, Speaker.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Mkalipi. You can be assured that next week at the programming committee, you will receive a report. Definitely, you will receive a report at the next meeting of the programming committee, which will be next week. Honorable Vuterpas Vessels.
Honorable Speaker.
Yes, Honorable Vessels.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and good morning. Just on the matter that was raised by Honorable Mazzoni, I just want clarity on that, because I think there's some confusion. How it worked in the past is that the reports, the budget reports, which also includes the annual performance plan reports in certain committees and medium-term expenditure reports and quarterly reports and so forth, there was no opportunity for declaration, and that was how it was done on Tuesday as well. It was tabled in bulk. And then how it worked in the past is that parties had an opportunity to then have their objection noted on the various reports. In the past, you had to say, please note our objection on, for instance, item 4, item 12, item whatever. There was a little bit of confusion of the presiding officer during Tuesday's sitting with regards to that. Because yes, we had our budget, our mini plenaries on the various budget votes. But there is a difference between a report and a vote. And next week we are going to declare and vote on all the different budget votes. But there can be a problem in a report. So, for instance, I can object to the report because I do not agree with the recommendations. But that does not mean I object to the budget vote. And I think that is where the confusion is. And there should have been opportunity to actually raise objections in an orderly fashion by parties, because there's parties that indicated in the report that they object to the report, or that they reserve their position on the report. So that should be handled as was handled in the past. Later this year, we're going to do BRRR reports. And then even though there's a process of votes and schedules, we do declarations on all the BRRRs. But there should be opportunity for objections, and I think there should be clarity on that matter. And there was then in the House an agreement that parties can provide their specific objections to the table, which we did provide to the table, our objections on those reports that we do object to. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you very much, Honorable Voter. I want to make a plea to all members who want to raise this matter to lower their hands so that we proceed with our items on the agenda. And I will request at the end that Mr. Tlaso provides clarity to all of you on the net.
Madam Speaker.
Yes, Honorable Singh.
Yeah, Madam Speaker, it's not on that matter, although I would have wanted to talk because I was very clear what happened in the House. It's on the question of a programming committee next week. Next week is a public holiday, unless we're going to have a special programming committee.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, Honorable Members. It means that, we'll look into the matter. We may actually have to request a programming committee maybe on Wednesday evening. I don't know, but we'll check that. I will consult with the team. Just give me time, please. We'll be notified, but we will have a programming committee. Honorable Papo, you keep on raising and lowering your hand. Is it up now?
I'll just request, Stephen, that maybe to avoid this kind of thing, maybe some of these comments must come at the end, because they tend to delay the meeting, as you say. People then raise their hands. And we should start with a program. If anything has to do with the program, it must only be discussed during that time, because we tend to want to discuss some of these comments at the beginning and we don't even adopt minutes on time and things like that.
You are very correct, except that this item was not in my opening remarks. This had nothing to do with the opening remarks, Honorable Papo. It's a matter which just arose out of the blue from Honorable Mazomi. However, I will grant that the item be discussed, this item be discussed after our meeting, not even be discussed, but request Mr. Kaso to provide a report to the program committee on the matter. Now, the only apology, Honorable Members, I have received is from Chairperson Foley. Is there any other apology?
Morning, Honorable Speaker.
Yes,
we have an apology of the programming whip, Honorable Lissoma. Thank you.
Okay, Honorable. Thank you very much. Honorable Chief Whip.
I'm covered, Honorable Speaker. Thank you very much. It was about Honorable Lissoma. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Honorable members, may we look at the agenda? Can somebody move for the adoption of the agenda?
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you,
Honorable Speaker Sheikh Imam.
Yes, thank you, Honorable Sheikh Imam, for adopting the agenda. Seconded by?
I second, Honorable Speaker. Singh.
Thank you, Honorable Singh. Thank you, Honorable Singh. Mr. Sitole, will you please mute your mic? Please mute your mic. Thank you very much. Honorable members, may we now look at the minutes? Okay, Honorable Members, I don't see the minutes on the screen. I'm assuming that members have received copies of the minutes and members have gone through the minutes. There it is now. May we quickly look at the minutes, please? Scroll, move. Are there any amendments to the minutes? If there are none, may we now move for the adoption of the minutes, Honorable Members? Anyone would like to adopt the minutes, Honorable Jakude?
SWAT moves to adopt. Seconds.
Oh, thank you very much, Honorable what? Honorable Jakude?
I second, Honorable Speaker.
Thank you very much, Honorable Jakude. We then proceed to look at matters arising from the minutes, Honorable Members. Under matters arising, I have questions to the President, 2 days for the third term have since been communicated to Parliament, namely the 30th of August and the 29th of September. Honourable members, have you noted that? Will you please remove the minutes now from the screen? We are now at the point where we are considering matters arising from the minutes. Honourable members, we have communicated to Parliament that we are proposing the 30th of August and the 29th of September. Remember, we said, President, we have two sessions, two question sessions during the next sitting of Parliament, which is the third quarter. So these are the two dates. Is there any problem with that, Honourable Hope Papo?
I think, Speaker, you're right. That was a decision of the meeting. And then the programming whip was tasked with identifying the date in the third term. Those dates are in the draft programming program for the third term, which will be discussed later in the meeting. That's my understanding.
Thank you very much, Honourable Papo. The SNAP debate on fuel hikes is now scheduled for the 15th of June. Honourable members, Hope, you have your hand. Honourable Papo, is it a legacy hand? Okay. And then there's a discussion document from the EFF, a document on evaluating the role of Parliament in lawmaking in South Africa has been received from Honourable Shivambo and has been circulated to the whips and party representatives. The proposal was that the whip party must still finalise a date for a workshop to deal with that particular matter. Those are the matters arising on my side. Are there any other matters arising, honourable members? It seems none. Then we proceed, honourable Kalipe.
Thank you very much, Speaker. I just want to get a clarity on the matters arising that I raised last week in terms of the private members bill from President of EFF. And then I got a feedback from this meeting to say that the process is whereby we're waiting for comments from the public, which will assist the member concerns in developing the draft bill to be introduced. Again, Speaker, I just want to get a time frame on this one. Thank you.
Thank you very much, honourable members. Please lower your hand. I get confused when there are many hands. Thank you very much. Mr. Kaso?
I'm going to recognize Charmaine van der Merwe from Legal Services to speak to the matter.
Okay. Advocate van der Merwe.
Good morning, Speaker. Good morning, members. On that matter, we have, in fact, considered the bill already. We have responded to the member. We have made some proposals in respect of the bill, and we are in the process of developing a first draft. So we are awaiting for the member to come back to us on a question that we have asked him, but we are proceeding in the meantime with the development of the bill. Normally, with a first draft, we ask 3 months in order to develop. And if the member is subject to a deadline, we ask the member to indicate to us what that deadline is so that we can adjust the time in which the work that we've done accordingly. At this point in time, we're not aware of any such deadline. But like I said, we are in contact with the member and we are awaiting a response from him in respect of a question that we've posed on the content of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Advocate Van der Merwe. That is the response, Honourable Kalipe.
Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I now invite Advocate Tau to present a report from the committee section.
Good morning, Madam Speaker, Honourable Members, yes, and colleagues. Our report starts at slide number 3, Madam Speaker. On this slide, the Committee on Justice and Correctional Services revised the finalization of the prevention of hate crimes and hate speech from the 8th to the 3rd term to allow the department to respond to the public submission. We also show that the fundraising amendment bill before social peaceful social development, the committee received briefings yesterday. The next update is on slide number 4. On this slide, PC on Justice and Correctional Services has also revised again the date of finalization of Canopus for Private Purposes Bill to allow further deliberations since the committee has been given permission to go beyond the scope of the bill. This PC on Justice and Correctional Services has finalized the Traditional Court Bill on the 7th, and the bill, the report has been ATC'd. The next update is on slide number 5. On this slide, PC on Transport, the Economic Regulation of Transport Bill, the date for consideration and adoption has been revised to the 6th next term because of the changes in parliamentary program and also the availability of state law advisor. And the PC on Transport, with regard to the National Road Traffic Amendment Bill, has also revised the adoption of the bill from the 17th May to the 7th of June. The next update is on slide number 6. The PC on Justice and Correctional Services has revised the date of adoption from the 8th of the Land Court Bill to the next term to allow the department, the committee has asked the department to investigate certain issues, and this had an impact on the finalization date. The drafter was also not well and needed more time to recuperate. The PC on Mineral Resources and Energy has revised its program to deal with the Gas Amendment Bill. The dates are indicated there, and the finalization date has been revised from the 14th of June to the 7th. The PC on Trade and Industry has postponed the finalization of two bills to Friday, that is Gas Amendment Bill and the Performance Protection Amendment Bill. The next update is on slide number 6. On this slide, the PC on Transport has also revised the clause-by-clause deliberations to the next term because of the availability of the state law advisor on National Land Transport Amendment Bill. The next update is on slide number 8. The PC on Home Affairs has planned the finalization of the Electoral Laws Amendment Bill on the 28th of June. Further deliberations are planned for the 14th of July. The next update is on slide number 9. On this slide, the PC on Communication is busy with the sending out of adverts with regard to South African Post Bank Limited Amendment Bill. Slide number 10. On this slide, the Standing Committee on Appropriations has finalized two new bills, Appropriation Bill and Second Adjustment Appropriation Bill. Slide number 11. The PC on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development and PC on Employment and Labor are provisionally planning to visit Limpopo and Free State with regard to the investigation of the living conditions of farm workers and the farmers, but the matter is still receiving attention by the House Chair and the Chief Whip of the Majority. Slide number 12. The Committee on Section 194 Inquiry will be meeting tomorrow to receive briefing on procedural guide and adoption of the minutes. Slide number 12. Next slide. The next slide. Madam Speaker, I will use my notes here. The next slide is slide number 14. That is the section 9-4 committee that has planned to deal with its matter on Friday. This concludes our report. Thank you, Madam Speaker. Jalewa.
Thank you, Ntate Tau. Madam Speaker, I had to go out on an emergency. I will proceed and chair the meeting. Honorable members, I don't see hands after the bill's reported. I mean, committee section report, or let us proceed to the bill's report. Honorable Swart, I see your hand. Can we proceed to the bills and then we will take them together?
In order, thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Honorable Chair, Honorable members and colleagues. I would like to inform honorable members that after the ATC was published last night, we had changes that we made on our report on Section A, Item 1 of bills before Parliament, which is the one that is displayed. The Committee on Justice and Correctional Services reported on the Traditional Courts Bill, B1D, of 2017. In December 2020, the NSOP passed this bill with amendments and sent it back to the NA for consideration of the amendments. The bill is now on the order paper for consideration. And on item 5 and 6, the Standing Committee on Appropriations also reported on the Appropriation Bill, B7 of 2020, and the Second Adjustments Appropriation 2021-2022 Financial Year Bill, B8 of 2022. Both bills are on the order paper for consideration. And lastly, Madam Chair, we've received the Independent Municipal Demarcation Authority Bill, which was certified on Tuesday, and the Bill's Office is preparing that bill for introduction. That's all from the Bill's Office. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Mbata. Thank you very much. I see the hand of Honorable Swart. You may proceed.
Thank you, House Chair. Good morning. Just one thing to Advocate Tao, and that is the concerns about the Correctional Services Amendment Bill, which has a Constitutional Court deadline early December. House Chair, I understand correspondence is to be sent from the Portfolio Committee to the Speaker's Office or Chair of Chairs in view of the fact the bill is still not formally before us and has still to go through Cabinet. The concern is that that would only give Parliament, and I understand that, we understand that process only to be in June, that there'd be less than 5 months to deal with this bill, and there's no reading provision concerning the Constitutional Court deadline. So I think we just need a red flag that matter definitely and await further correspondence from the Portfolio Committee. Thank you, House Chair.
Thank you. Please allow me, my phone gadget is telling me of the not good connection, but I will proceed. I hope all can hear me correctly. The Honorable Chief Whip.
Thank you very much, Honorable House Chair. Greetings to Speaker and all members present on the platform. Honorable Chair, I'm getting concerned day by day by conduct of, with due respect, Honorable Swart, a member of the NAPC, not representing the Portfolio Committee. And it happens every time. that Justice Portfolio Committee will report direct in the APC. So those committees who don't have a member in the NAPC, so they might suffer consequences that we have to prioritize one committee. I want to request that let him be a chief whip representing his party in the NAPC and not represent the portfolio committee. Otherwise, this is going to confuse the NAPC.
Thank you, Honorable Chief Whip. May I request any responses to the issues raised? Is it you, Dr. Mbata, or is it Tatita?
Honorable Chair, on the correctional services matter, it's Advocate Dow.
Okay, you may take what is from your side, and then we will talk to. Is there nothing on your side?
Nothing on my side. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Mr. Tau.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My understanding is, if the bill is not before the committee, I would not have much information, but I will take the matter with the committee support team so that we report back in the next meeting.
Thank you. Maybe just to say that previously it was minuted, I think it was in the Chief Whip's forum where we really talked strongly about individual issues where Mr. Singh had to always ask about what was happening in Scopa and informing us. And we were worried as to why he should be representing Scopa in this. And we resolved on that. Let us please refrain from such and make sure that Parliament is open. We can knock at any office that is responsible for certain clarifications. Thank you very much, Honorable Members.
My apologies, Chair, from my side.
Thank you, Reverend. Thank you very much. We now go to the consideration of the draft parliamentary program. Who's taking us?
It's me, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Thank you, ma'am. We start with this week. Of course, today we have the budget vote on vote number one, and then tomorrow, a reply by the president. And next week, Tuesday, we'll start with the matter that could not be concluded 2 days ago. That's the matter on the Electoral Commission. And then we'll do one budget vote report that could not be done with the others. That is on human settlements. And then we deal with the budget, approval of the budget by the National Assembly, the rest of the day on that day. And then on Wednesday, our chair will have a debate on Youth Day, promoting sustainable livelihoods and resilience of young people in South Africa for a better tomorrow. We'll have at 3 o'clock, so we'll have two sessions that day, in the morning at 10 and at 3. We then start with the appointment of the Inspector General, followed by this report on the trade and industry and item number 4. If there may be an adjustment, for instance, if item number two or three, the trading industry, if it goes to the morning session, we'll communicate that, but we'll still consult on that so that we can attend earlier on the 15th for members to travel to their constituencies. That is about next week. Then we have Youth Day and Constituency Day. With your permission, ma'am, I would like to deal with the third term program.
Proceed.
Thank you. In the third term, we'll come back on the 15th of August. And the first item that week will be member training the whole week in August, from the 15th to the 19th of August. And then the following week, we will have committees. And the week of the 29th of August, we will then have questions to the president on the 30th of August, and questions to Cluster 1 on the 31st. And then we have another debate that has been approved by the speaker, national importance, on the 1st. And then maybe I should not go into the details of that third term, except to say that the date that has been asked for, the second date would be on the 29th of September. Now, what that has meant, honorable members, is that we've had to extend the constituency period. I mean, the constituency period was meant to start on the 26th of September. But because of this date on the 29th of September, we've had to extend, yes, the plenary period by a week so that we can have the questions to the president on the 29th of September in the third term. We'll also have a number of mini plenaries in that term, which will allow for debates to be scheduled from various parties in that term. Chair, with your permission, I would also like to clarify the point that was that speaker had asked me to clarify.
Yes, on please.
Not obtained. This is what the chair announced when we dealt with the budget votes on the day. He said, "Honourable members, we will now take orders number 4 to 44. Together as they appear on the order paper. These are reports of the portfolio committees on budget votes. As has been the practice, there will be no declaration of votes on these reports. I will allow parties to indicate their objections to specific reports should they wish to do so." So the explanation given by Honourable Vestas is quite correct. This is what was expected of all the parties in the House. So these are the reason why there was no debate is because these matters were debated during mini plenaries. And indeed, next week, when we pass the budget, honorable members will have the opportunity to declare on each of the votes and also to vote on the votes next week. So next week, again, I want to clarify this. It's not a question and answer session. It's declarations. The question and answer sessions only comes when we deal with the MTBPS towards the end of the year. So in summary, last week, there was no debate because debates had been had during the mini plenaries. That's number one. Two, parties were allowed to say, on budget vote number 10 or budget vote number whatever, human settlements or correctional services and justice, I object. And that's really what should have happened on the day. And that's what generally happened on that day. That's the only clarity I can provide them on the issue. And it's what we have been doing all along. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. I don't see any hands here.
Oh, Speaker, it's Natasha. My hand is up.
Yes, I just saw it now and followed by Honorable Singh.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Madam Speaker, that answers a portion of my question. But what I actually need to know is the Hansard, the representatives of the Hansard have requested from my office certain of the debates that we took part in, the declarations that we made on the reports, to be sent in, including one that I made myself, because a portion of it they found to be missing on the audit. So I have sent that in to them. The honourable member of the Freedom Front then requested of the House Chair, once I'd taken the clarity order, whether or not we then hand in the objections to the table directly if there was an objection to the report. So in other words, not an objection to the budget, but an objection to the report. And the response that she got, I mean, people were already standing up and trying to leave the house and adjourn the house. And it is my understanding, and from what I recollect, that the chairperson then said, any objections that you have to a report must be written down and handed up to the front table, which will duly and has duly been done. So I just want to check from Mr. Castle that that is correct and that is all that is required from us. Or would you like, as a courtesy, would you like us to send you all the declarations so that Hansard has all the declarations? Or if Hansard just requires some of the declarations, will they let us know? What is the procedure that Mr. Castle would like us to follow? Would he like all the declarations to be handed in, or should we just wait for Hansard to request it? And also, in terms of the objections to any of the reports, so reports, not the budget, does it remain the same as was explained to the member of the Freedom Front, that if there is an objection to the report, that it be handed up? As was said, as the meeting was being closed.
Hey, Honorable Masoni, you know, there's something about you. I understand you very well, but at the same time, you, when prolonging what you're trying to explain, you just make us more lost and confused. It's just my feeling. I don't know, but, you know,
I will try and make myself easier to understand, but I hope Mr. Castle does understand.
Okay. If there's a, no, thank you, ma'am. I didn't want you to respond. I was just saying that because I think even what today they're saying, the chairperson did not give them that opportunity. And the chairperson at all times, when he responded to you, he was with the member of the table staff. And I heard him reading that out loudly, but maybe it's members who got confused. I'm sorry for that, but I just have to bring it back. And then let's hear from Honorable Singh.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chairperson, the directive from the chair was very, very clear on that day. Mm-hmm. And as I understand it, the written objections applied to the Freedom Front Plus, because no other party objected to any other report. But if the table wants to post that session, accept objections to the reports, well, that's up to the table. However, when it comes to declarations, I cannot understand. We've never done this, giving our declarations in. I mean, we declare, we don't declare. We debate in the mini plenary. And after the mini plenary, I mean, that's our declaration. Our next, the opportunity will arise next week. So I'm also a bit confused about Hansard and the declarations and things like that. So that's the one thing. But the second thing, I just want to know about the members' training for that week of the 15th or whatever it is. Is it going to be a hybrid? Is it going to be physical? Is it going to be virtual? If we can just get clarity on that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Castle, Mr. Castle, I'll come back to you. To assist on all this, let me just get all the hands that are here before I come to you. Honorable Tlakude.
Thank you very much.
Will you please lower your hands? Ms. Matsoni, Mr. Singh, please lower your hands.
Thank you, House Chairperson. I want to concur with Honorable Singh that the chairperson on that day was very clear. So there was no confusion at all as for the process to be followed. Then I don't want us to prolong the meeting. This issue, the Honorable Chief Whip of the DA raised it when we start after the speaker finished what she was talking about here. She raised it and it was referred to Mr. Castle, who said he will be in touch with the Honorable Chief Whip of the DA to clarify the matter. So there's no need for us to go back to that. I'm sure Mr. Caso still will be in contact with the Honorable Chief Whip of the DA. Let's not prolong the meeting for nothing at all. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Zungula.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I want to come on the issue. I know the Speaker dealt with it earlier on, but as we are dealing with the program, we are having a serious issue in our country whereby a president has got allegations against him. Therefore, it cannot be business as usual, and Parliament can't be seen as if it is nonchalant on the issues that are raised on a head of state. We know that there are investigations that are going on. Can you hear me?
Honorable Zungula, let me redirect you. We are in a programming meeting. Let us get direct to what you want to say, because now you are making a speech about the president and the country. Please. This is a program. It has to go to what the programming mandate is.
Thank you. So what I'm raising is that as we are dealing with the program, for the program, before the term ends, the president must come to Parliament and take the nation into its confidence about whatever that is accused of. It cannot be, Speaker, that we are going to allow this to go on as if, it's not a serious issue. Therefore,
Honourable the programming member, committee. Please. Honourable concluding. Member, what is your proposal?
I'm concluding.
On the program.
I'm concluding. So, I'm concluding here. So, my proposal is that before the program for this particular term ends, the president must be summoned to account and take the nation into his confidence. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Majorjina.
Much, Honorable House Chair. Honorable House Chair, the Speaker said when she was opening the meeting, she has received two letters and she is considering those letters. And I think that is enough. Honorable Zungula is saying there are allegations. Now you want us to summon President on the allegations that we are not going to do. That is not within the rules anyway. On allegations, the case that is not with us, on a case that is opened in police station or wherever, but on what basis should we summon the president? Can Honorable Zungula, who's the author of the letters to the Speaker, wait for the response from the Speaker? Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. I see the hand of Honorable Mulder, followed by Honorable Kwankwa, or followed by Honorable Mkalipi.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Now, it's correct that the issues being put on the table are quite substantial, and it's correct that the country is talking about that. We all know that. However, this afternoon at 2:00, the president will be at the podium. And surely our colleague from the ATM will participate in the debate and will have a full chance to put the case to the president and to request the president to reply. That's exactly what can happen today. So that's the first point. The second point, Chairperson, is I heard the Honourable Speaker said this morning when she started that she dealt with those letters, that they were just for noting from our side, and that she declined the requests in those letters. So that, as far as the Speaker is concerned, that matter is closed.
Thank you. That was it.
Mama, thank you very much, House Chair. I think Honorable Zungula's point is that at the time when we took the decision to defer the next question session to the next term for the president, the context was completely different. There were no allegations against the president. I think the request, therefore, to the Speaker was that if at all possible, we should schedule a question session for the president before this term rises. And I think the problem maybe is that at one point, the speaker, when she could make a decision about whether or not to grant a second ballot, she referred the matter to the programming committee, if you remember. She said, no, she can't make that decision on her own. And the matter was referred to the programming committee, and the programming committee decided to refer the matter back to the speaker for decision. Ultimately, it was the programming committee.
That Honorable members, sorry. Mr. Kaso, your mic is on. I don't know whether the background sound comes from Honorable Ngongo.
Yes.
It means you, Honorable Ngongo.
I'm at Home Affairs.
It's your background.
Yes.
Okay.
My apologies. I'm at Home Affairs. So, Chair, I'm saying that I thought even in this instance, the speaker, instead of making that decision on her own, because she had already set a precedent, the matter was going to be brought to this forum for discussion in order for us to be able to decide as to what to do with it. Thank you.
Okay. Ma'am Kalipi?
Yeah, thanks very much, Chair. I don't know, Chair, because you are not the speaker yourself, because an appropriate person was going to be the speaker on this matter. Because when I listen to Honorable President of ATM, Vuyo Zungula, he's saying that the president must not be scheduled today because of the serious allegation of money laundering. And there is a cloud on the head of the president. And the speaker said when she opened the meeting that, you know, she declined that request from the ATM. But now, the question that may arise from my side is that if the UDM and ATM have already written to the speaker on the issue at hand that is taking place in the country, and the country have a serious interest on the issue because president is citizen number one. So therefore, I would like to know from the speaker's office or from the speaker itself, what is the speaker as the head of institution is doing about these serious allegations that is faced with the president? Because we must not be seen as rubber stamping of cabinet. We are here as members of parliament who are supposed to ensure that the cabinet and ministers and the executive is held accountable, especially if there's a serious allegation about this matter that is dominating the country. So therefore, I don't know, Chair, how are you going to process and how are you going to respond to this issue? Because okay. I think what is Honorable Zungula is saying, no, let us reschedule president until we get a clear program Honorable, and then a clear pronouncement from the speaker as the head of the institution. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Zungula, I take it it's a legendary hand, because we are discussing the matter that you raised. Can I go to Honorable Tlagude?
Thank you very much, Honorable House Chairperson. I want to agree with the Honorable Melda. The matter here for the president this afternoon is about the budget vote to the presidency. There will be a debate about that. So, as per the Powers and Privileges Act, a member can raise whatever they want to raise on the podium. So, we cannot agree to that fact that this matter shouldn't be tabled in the House. We are dealing with budget votes. Next week, we'll be dealing with votes and schedules. So, this matter is about the budget vote of today, debate on the presidency. So I don't see why we want to reschedule that, the reasons for that. The budget vote has got nothing to do with what is being discussed out there, what is happening out there. My apology. It has got nothing to do with that. So, honorable members, we know that if you want to raise issues, you will raise it, but not to tamper with the program as is. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Honorable Zungula, I see your hand is up again, and we are discussing what you introduced into this meeting. And we have the last person, who is Mr. Kaso, who has got to respond to what members have been asking. I don't know what is it now.
I need to clarify. I think there's a deliberate misinterpretation of what I said. Firstly, I did not say, Chairperson, that today's program must not proceed because of the serious allegations. My issue is saying we've got a serious allegations that is alleged on the number one citizen, the head of the state. Now, Parliament can't be seen to be not caring about what is troubling South Africans. Therefore, Parliament, before this term ends, must schedule a sitting whereby the President can come to Parliament and account. I did not mention anything about today, so that is why I'm saying before the term, and we can't be waiting for the second term.
No, which is, I heard you. Thank you.
I need to conclude. I need to conclude. We can't be waiting for the next term whereby this will no longer be, concerning to the people. We need to deal with issues now and not wait for up until Jesus comes back on this issue. Thank you.
Honorable Zungula, if I may ask the question. Did you receive the response from the speaker on the matter that you are raising? Just once answer. Did you receive the response from the speaker? Because the speaker is not here. I have to be clear what I communicate to him or Mr. Kaso communicate to him.
The speaker is here. The speaker is here. I did see the speaker.
No, you came late. You don't know. The speaker is, even if she's still on, she had an emergency. She's not with us now. Oh, I'm just asking the question whether you, let me leave it and leave everything to Mr. Kaso. Please come in.
Thank you, ma'am. Honorable Chair. Honorable Zungula wrote to Speaker on two issues. The one issue was that an investigation be instituted against the President by Parliament. And the Speaker has responded to indicate that she is considering the matter. And of course, Honorable Zungula had given certain timelines, which were 7 days. So Speaker is indeed considering the issue and will respond to Honorable Zungula. That's the first issue. The second issue that Honorable Zungula raised was that the Speaker must reverse the decision of the Program Committee, which said that 2 dates must be secured for the President in the third term to respond to questions. Now, Honorable Zungula was saying Speaker must reverse that and obtain a date, suitable date from the President before the 15th. Now, Speaker has responded to the substantive issue raised in that letter. If Honorable Zungula did not get the letter, I will ensure that it does get to him, even if it's via WhatsApp. But the Speaker's office did send a letter through yesterday already. Now, in the response, Speaker is saying, one, this matter was properly and thoroughly considered by the program committee last week, and there were extensive discussions on the issue, which came to the conclusion that 2 dates must be secured for the third. And Speaker did not find a basis to reverse such a decision. It was properly arrived at by the program committee. That is what the Speaker said in the letter. Secondly, Speaker said that there is a mechanism of questions for written reply that members could utilize, and that mechanism is available for the duration of the annual session. That can always be utilized. So, ma'am, that was Speaker's response to Honorable Zungula on the two issues that have been put before the Speaker.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kaso. Having said that, I am not going to allow any other hand on this matter. That is how we conclude the programming. And as we know that the speaker has outlined that the speaker has responded, any other further issues on the response of the speaker can be communicated to the office of the speaker. And we leave it at that and now get to announcements. Oh, Mam Kalipi, And Nkwankwa, are you what you were not responded to?
Yes, Chair, you didn't respond to me. I asked what is the undertaking of the speakers.
Yes, yes. As I say, you know, I'm not unable to respond to that, but the processes of Parliament are known to all of us. And whatever is being proposed, maybe you should be coming with a proposal, but not in this meeting, of course, of what you think should happen. But we will make sure that it reaches the office of the speaker, as because the question is directly to her. Babu Nkwankwa?
Chair, from a procedural point of view, I'm confused. I think perhaps that needs to be clarified in future. Which decisions are then referred back to the forum for consideration after review, and which decisions are actually up to the discretion of the speaker? Because my submission was to say, was the matter not supposed to be brought back to the very same forum for discussion? Since the context which existed at the time when we took the decision did not exist now. So this is the point where I think we're left in no man's land, and where I understand Honorable frustration.
Okay, let me just allow that we close it at that, and that question can be responded to, clarified by the office of Mr. Kaso in the coming meeting. Because now we really have to adopt this program and proceed as it has been presented. These issues are very substantive issues, I agree, but unfortunately, this is not for us to discuss what has happened and what. As I say, what always happens is that parties can write to the speaker for anything they want, and that is going to be responded to. But as to the issue of us reviewing now, after there has been responses, please, I don't want us to get into that one. Any announcements?
Not from my side.
No announcements. Mr. Kaso, you want to say something?
Just to say that we would request parties to respond as soon as they receive the information about the budget votes of next week to indicate which budget votes they will declare on, so that we can prepare the House properly. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, that is normal practice, even that list where we ask that they inform if they want to call for a vote or so on, all those things. That usually happens. Let them happen again this time. It saves us a lot of time to know that which parties are declaring and which parties are objecting, which ones are calling for a vote. Because not it doesn't happen that all votes, all budget votes are put to a vote. So let's help one another so that we are not tired before the end will be starting very early. That is the plea from my side, and I think the plea from everyone. Honorable members, we have now come to the end of our meeting, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mama B.
Thanks, Mavroto.
Thank you,
recording
thank
stopped.
Thank
long
you.
Live the chair.
Bye.
When I was on the Home Affairs, when I come,
and the official passport.
Yeah.
Landing nuke and Lily.
Oh, good luck.